You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by Brian the Lion Rose. Brian, first and foremost, mate, how's things?
Yeah, good, mate. Back training now, so positive thoughts only. You know, I've been in a bad place mentally without the structure of training. These lockdowns I've got a boxing gym in the Sound Centre, so I am things on the up.
Good, good. Well, let's talk about it then, because things are on the up, you said there, and you've also signed with Kieran Farrell. Doing things in the Northwest, yeah, I'll get my bearings. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I've been signed with MTK for years now, and you know what, they've done a great job, and without them, I wouldn't have been involved in some of the big fights that I have, so I can only thank them for what they've done for me. But the times we're living in at the moment, it's hard to get on these big shows. It's hard to get out there and fight. So I thought training with someone being managed by someone like Kieran Farrell, he's on the up. He's learning the game himself. And if I'm honest, I wanted to give someone like that a chance and hopefully co-promote with him as well. So I want to get into managing myself eventually. He can teach me the ropes. And he's someone that I can ring up on a regular basis. He's my friend. He used to train with Bobby. So it's just easy for me to... I can ring him every 5 minutes and I don't feel like I'm pecking his head. You know, whereas these bigger management firms, you know, sometimes, you know, they've got hundreds of fighters and you don't really get a look in. I'm not saying that with MTK, but it's just easier for me. And like I said, the times we're living at the moment, I just feel like it's better suited for me being managed by someone like Kieran. And, he's doing great things. He's signing some good fighters. I believe he's got some great amateurs coming through as well. So, you know, in the future, he's going to be making a noise.
Definitely, definitely. I've been watching him closely. I've known him quite for a while now, so he's always gave me the time of day, which is good to see him thrive as well and do his thing. But for you, when are you hoping to be out then? You've mentioned that you're back training and stuff. It would almost be a year since you've been in the ring. So when are you hoping to be back out?
I mean, I'm hoping to fight Marcus Morrison at the end of April, May. We spoke about Winter Gardens in Blackpool selling it out again. I want them big nights in Blackpool again. But, I mean, I've been training a couple of weeks now. A week. So I'm back in. And, mate, if I'm honest, in 6 weeks' time, I'm going to feel good about myself. I know already that I've still got it. I know, even being in the gym just a week, I know I've still got that heart desire. So give me 6 weeks and I'll be in a position to fight anyone. So, I mean, Marcus Morrison is no guarantee, but that's what we're aiming for. But if anything comes up with Box Nation, Matchroom, in the meantime, I'll take it. You know, I'm always up for a challenge. I know my limits now. You know, I know I'm not the fighter I once was, but I also do know that I'll beat a lot of the people out there still. And I really believe that. Anthony Fowler was a different kettle of fish. You know, he's an Olympian. He's probably one of the hungriest fighters I know. I had it hard that fight because I was supposed to fight Scott Fitzgerald, which would have been brilliant for the Northwest, Blackpool, Preston. It was huge. I aim to get a big fight out of the way. And then I want to fight Scott Fitzgerald. You know, that's the fight I've always wanted. He agreed to the fight twice. I know he's had mental health issues and I totally respect that. But, you know, when he's back, why not? We'll get it on and give Blackpool and Preston and the whole of Northwest what they wanted.
That is a fight that I spoke to Kieran about. I thought that's a fight you still want because obviously Northwest, Preston and Blackpool, it's like a local derby for up there. I'm sure the fans, when the fans are allowed back in the arena, will turn out in force. But you mentioned Marcus Morrison there. I take it you're going to be at middleweight and if need be, you can go down to light middle to face somebody like Scott.
Yeah, I mean, I can go down to light middle, but I don't think Marcus Morrison will make light middle. So it wouldn't be fair for him to screw his weight down to light middle, although I'd love it. he just won't do it. And plus, he's got He's got that WBC international silver title, so he could put that on the line at middleweight. So, you know, there's more of a reward if I fight him at middleweight. If I fight him at light middle, there'll be nothing at stake. So, I'm willing to fight him at middleweight. But like I say, I'm willing to fight anyone really. You know, after 6 weeks of feeling good, I get into that mode where I just will honestly fight anyone. The Scott Fitzgerald fight, I know 5 years ago I would have punched you then. If I get 100% Scott Fitzgerald, then I mean, I'm probably in a bit of trouble. But I just want to give the fans what they want. And Blackpool have been crying out for it for ages. Preston, I've had some stick off the Preston fans. They've been giving me shit for I don't know how long. So there's no reason why that fight shouldn't happen. It's a ticket seller, so let's do it when the crowds are back.
Talking about that fight itself, then, I mean, it doesn't matter what belt is on the line for this fight. It's more, I think, for you and Scott, it's going to be more about bragging rights, being that Preston and Blackpool and stuff like that. So you're going to go in there 100% blazing. I'm sure Scott, he always goes in 100% blazing. So for the fans watching this fight, do you think it will just be fireworks and an all-out war for however long it lasts?
Well, I think I've proved all these. You know, when I first started my career, everyone used to say, oh, yeah, he's a good, nice, clean boxer. But as the years have gone on, I don't know whether, you know, I started thinking I was hard and started thinking I was tougher than I actually am. I stopped moving my feet and started thinking I could have a fight. And in some fights, it worked for me. So I have proved over the years that I'm a very good boxer. But I'm also game as fuck. You know, I can stand in that and have a fight. I've proved that over the years. I'm tough. I can stand and have a row. But I also can box. And I am better when I do box. And that's what I need to get back to. But if I have to, you know, if I have to take it to deep waters, I'll take him to deep waters. I've done it so many times. I've done 12 rounders standing on my head. Scott hasn't, you know, so... For me, I'll always have that over the likes of Marcus Morrison and Scott Fitz and people like that. I'll always have the experience. You know, I might be a little bit slower than I used to be, but I've got experience now, and I think that's all I need to beat these kids.
Here's one for you then, Brian. Can you stop Scott Fitzgerald? Can you put a clinic on him and maybe force a stoppage on him?
Listen, I mean, if I sat here and say, I'm going to knock him out, that wouldn't be me. I've not got that about me. You know, I'm not a concussive puncher. But one thing I do know is that I might be able to grind him down and stop him late on, because my engine has always been good. I'm always good for the 12 rounds. So, yeah, why not? You know, depending how fit he is and if he comes in 100%. Like I say, I know he's not always dedicated, and... if he comes 70-80% fit, listen, I'll stop him. I will, because I'll be 100% fit. If he comes 100% fit, then, like I say, I've got a fight on my hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, why not? You know, but I don't care. A fight like that, I wouldn't care how I won it. You know, I'd just be happy to win, and I'm doing it for Blackpool.
What you said this fight needs to happen, but what in terms of what Kieran needs to do and stuff like that? How easy is this fight to be made with Eddie Hearn and stuff like that? Because obviously, Scott Fitzgerald's got his problems. He's coming off the Anthony Fowler win and stuff like that. So, for you, how do you get this fight? How do you make this fight happen?
I have interviews with people like you and calling him out, which is not usually something that I do. Yeah. But this fight is easily made because... honestly, everyone talks about it. Like, when you're going to fight that Scott Fitz? Even at 35 years old, when people know I'm on my way out, are still saying to me, you need to fuck that Scott Fitz, you need to beat him. You know, it's constant. Everyone's talking about it. And I mean, Eddie Hearn must have had it off so many people from Preston and Blackpool, you know, tagging him in tweets and Instagram posts, wanting the fight. It's a huge fight in my area. To someone from, like, say, Liverpool or London, it might not look that big, but in my area, that fight is the biggest fight Blackpool will see, if not ever or in years. So for me, it's easily made. Kieran needs to peck Eddie Hearn's head a bit, and I just need to keep doing interviews like this.
Well, when it's made, Brian, I'm sure I'll grab you for another interview to get your thoughts on it. But You're not short of fights, because I've seen that Conrad Cummings has basically posted an old video of you still in the ring together. So at 35 years old, I mean, there's still fights out there for you, isn't there?
I know, it's amazing. It's amazing how, you know, when you start training, you start going to, you say you're going to make a comeback. Well, it's not even a comeback. I'm not being away. I never once retired. I always knew I was going to come back. But yeah, when you start training that, people call you out because they see, listen, I've been there and done it. I've won a British title outright. I've been mandatory for a world title. I've literally done everything but win a world title. So for me, I'm a scalp on these lads' records. And if, you know, if someone does a better job than Fowler, it makes them look good. So I'm always going to get the big fights. And that's probably why I'm still doing it, because I know I'll get big fights. I know I'll still get paid. So why not? I love the structure of it. It helps me mentally, the structure of boxing, being in the gym every day. So while I can still do it, I'm going to do it. And, I made a promise to myself years ago that I'll go out with no regrets. And if I went now, I know I'd have regrets, and I don't want regrets.
The thing is, you've won everything but win a world title, but you fought for a world title. You've won the Lonsdale belt outright. I can remember years and years and years ago when you lost against Max Maxwell, and then you came back and you just came in on a big run of just constantly winning
past
performances. So you've done it all, really. You know what I mean? You've had that dream fighting in America for a world title and stuff like that. So is the hunger still there?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I used to fight to pay my bills as well, right? I'm not saying now, I'll do it for free, because I hate boxers that say that. You know, it's ridiculous that, you know, you get punched in the face for free, because I wouldn't. But what I'm saying is, I'm not desperate for money anymore. You know, I'm not fighting for the wrong reasons. I'm fighting because I like it. So for me, I'm the hungriest I've ever been, because I'm doing it because I want to do it. You know, there's been times where I thought, fucking hell, I've got no choice. You know, I've never had a job before in my life. I've always been a boxer. So this is the only way I can pay bills. But now I've got a gym. I can I'm a personal trainer. I do PTs, which I charge quite a bit of money for, because I can. So I'm in a position now where I don't need the money in terms of, I mean, I shouldn't say I don't need the money, because everyone does. I'm sat here like fucking Floyd Mayweather. Do you know what I mean? It's not like that, but I don't need, but I proved that I don't need boxing to pay my bills anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Mm. Right, one final one for you then, Brian. If Scott Fitzgerald is watching this interview right now, what would you like to say to him to get this fight on?
Just stop messing me about. Stop agreeing to fights, confirming fights, getting me in camp, get me in training. Because how I see boxing now is every day I train is a day where I'm not getting paid. So, like, you know, if I'm training for 3 or 4 weeks and someone's had me in the gym, it's a job to me as well. So if someone got me in the gym for 3 or 4 weeks, then pulls out, they're messing me about. So for me, agree to the fight and let's just have it, because he's pulled out twice now. He's messed me about. He's took me away from my family on a couple of occasions, which has pissed me off even more. So let's just get it on for the fans, Blackpool Preston. And there's no, you know, there's no animosity there. You know, I like Scott and I'm sure he likes me, but it's just business and trying to give the fans what they want. And that's all I want.
Definitely. And it's looking now, were you talking in the passion that you've got for this fight? I'm going to be an advocate for it to get made, because I'm really looking forward to it as well. Well, Brian, hopefully this is the first of many to come. Hopefully you do get the Scott Fitzgerald fight, and hopefully you get a fight as soon as possible as well. But stay safe, mate, and thanks for doing this for IFL TV.
And you, mate. Thanks for your time, mate. Cheers.
Anytime, Brian. Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.